Originally, in Old English before the 12th century, business, with an I, meant a state of being occupied or concerned with or about something. But by the 18th century, it had come to mean more specifically a commercial enterprise, and had become a separate entity beyond its earlier 15th century meaning, the state of being busy, which is now what we understand by the word business, with a Y. There are some phrases which reflect the original meaning, such as going about one's business, or what we might be currently concerned or occupied with. Perhaps because a business is normally defined in law as a separate entity from the owner of the business, this has led to the concept of work-life balance, implying anything to do with business, with an I, is not part of life. But you and I are always, in the original sense, busy with what we are doing. In the activity life stream, we are always doing something, so we are always busy. The idea that what we do in our business, or what we are employed to do in someone else's business, isn't part of life, doesn't make sense. The corollary is also true. We can be very busy outside the context of a business. We can be busy running a social club, a networking group, a sports team. We can be busy painting, writing, or playing music for our own satisfaction. We can be busy doing DIY home improvement. Although none of these might give us a financial benefit, they do provide value, significant value, when we're doing what we love to do. There's no reason why what we do inside a business structure as an employee or a business owner, self-employed or sole trader, should be any different. We are doing things which provide value, and often much more than just monetary value. Even when the work people are employed to do doesn't suit them in one way or another, it still provides value. It may not be the quality of value they're looking for, but that's no reason to conclude these activities are not part of life. What is really going on here is the streams of life are conflicting, and the source of conflict is largely within the activity stream. If you do have this feeling that what you do at work and what you do in the rest of life are out of balance, then you need to look at how you can manage your activity stream in line with the value they're seeking from what you want to do. What you do at work and in life are no different. You choose the activities you undertake, or at least you should. But even if certain things are thrust upon you, this is a result of decisions you have made in the past. For a deeper understanding of all this, take the Life Streams course in the Freedom Academy.